Arkansas Department of Health is one busy organization. If you visit the contact page of its website, you'll see the group's offices have you covered from biological agent registry to zoonotic diseases, specifically rabies. According to the ADH's website, rabies is a deadly viral disease that affects the nervous system of warm-blooded animals, particularly mammals, and it's usually spread by an infected animal biting another animal or person. As of July 3rd of this year, 91 animals throughout the state have tested positive for the disease. Boone and Newton counties currently have the highest number of cases of animals testing positive for rabies. To find out what this means and if the number of animals testing positive for rabies is on the rise, I recently spoke with Richard Murphy, the environmental manager for the Arkansas Department of Health's Northwest Regional Office.
You know, we've been up for the past couple of years. We normally average, 30 to 40 positive rabies a year, and we're up to 91 now. There was another year, I think, back in 2002, when we were up over 100. It's not so much that there's more rabies around. It's just that we're doing a lot more testing. These numbers are just indications of positive tests, animals that have actually been submitted. So when we get more animals submitted, we get more positive results.
And how does this testing process work? Does someone find a dead animal, or is it an animal that's acting strangely and they make a call? How does that work?
Yeah, generally the best, when we want to test animals is when there's a suspicion. If we have, if someone encounters a skunk, stumbling around in their yard in the middle of the day, which is not normal activity for them, normal behavior, and if there's a possibility that any pets or animals have been exposed to that skunk, then we strongly, recommend it to be tested. The animal can be killed, either the homeowner can do that or call animal control. The animal has to be, of course, killed for it to be tested. And then the animal can either be taken to a vet and have the head removed, and then the head is submitted to our lab for testing. We have to test the actual brain tissue to see if the animal has rabies.
You say acting strangely, so for like a skunk, you said if it's out kind of stumbling around in the middle of the day, that's strange.
Right.
Are there other symptoms? I mean, so often I think in television and movies you hear about the dog that's foaming at the mouth.
Right.
I mean, is that a real thing or is that just something they play up because
it's visual? It actually can be. There's a couple of different kinds of rabies. There's the ferocious rabies where you may see the foaming at the mouth and the barking and acting very aggressive. There's also the dumb rabies where they just are kind of lethargic. But any major change in behavior, if you notice a major change in behavior of your pet, if the change in the tone of their bark, that can be an indication, not eating well, seem like they have vertigo or loss of balance or something like that. It's something to be concerned about. Absolutely. Especially if they're out where they could be exposed to something. So we strongly recommend that everyone have their animals vaccinated. As required by law.
Now, I know you can vaccinate your dogs and your cats, and that's required, but what about with livestock? Is there the same sort of protocol for that, or is that optional?
There are some vaccinations that are available for horses, cows, sheep, some livestock that are there, but it's not a requirement like it is for pets. If you have a cat or a dog or a ferret, they should definitely be vaccinated.
And we mentioned, the symptoms for animals. What if somebody has been bitten and they think possibly that animal had rabies? I mean, are there different signs? Does it present differently in humans or?
Well, the sad thing about it is that once you start showing symptoms, if a human person, if a person's been bitten and they start showing symptoms, then that means that the rabies virus has basically made its way to the brain. And, the fatality is almost 100%, then once a human actually starts showing symptoms. So the best thing you could do if you think you're exposed, been bitten by an animal, a rabid animal, is, of course, you need to wash the wound immediately, contact a healthcare provider immediately, and all of those bites are required to be reported to the health department. So then the healthcare professional, in conjunction with our state veterinarian, Dr. Susan Weinstein, can kind of go over the case and see when, and if it would be necessary or recommended to have the post-exposure treatment. If you're bitten by a wild animal, the best thing to do is to figure out a way to catch the animal. If it gets away, then we have no way to test it. And then we can, depending on the scenario surrounding it, you know, we're probably going to recommend post-exposure treatment if we can't catch that animal, especially if it's a bat, you know, or a skunk. You know, we're probably going to recommend that post-exposure treatment. So the best thing to do is to catch the animal so we can have it tested. Now, obviously, there's going to be situations where that can't happen, but, you know, a good attempt needs to be made to try to catch that animal.
And in Arkansas, the virus circulates in wild skunks and bats mostly. So how do they get that? I mean, are they born with it, or is it some sort of genetic mutation?
You know, it's just there. It's endemic in the population, and, of course, they come in contact with each other, and it's spread, you know, from animal to animal. So it's just kind of out there, especially in bats and skunks. So it's something that's always there. It's kind of sitting back. It's in the population. Some days or some years you'll have kind of a, you know, more of it around. Probably that, you know, has to do with population, you know, weather, everything else. So, but it's, we assume that it's always there, especially in skunks and bats. We're lucky in Arkansas we don't have the raccoon variant that they have over in the northeastern part of the United States, but we definitely see it, you know, in skunks and bats.
So say your department, you know, gets the skunk and it tests rabid. What is the next step? Do you go to, say, the farm where it was found and start testing the animals? I mean, start checking out the animals that are there? Or, I mean, what is the protocol for you?
Yeah, we want to know what was exposed. You know, if someone goes out on their porch and they see their dog fighting with a skunk, you know, and we test that skunk, you know, the owners capture it, we have it euthanized, we send the head in for testing. If that comes back positive, you know, then we're going to be real concerned about who and what was exposed to that skunk. Now, if that dog had been vaccinated, if it's up to date on its vaccination, then there's a 45-day quarantine period for that dog. And we're just going to isolate it, keep an eye on it, make sure that everything's okay, it's not showing any symptoms. And then to the end of that quarantine period, we're going to revaccinate it and go from there. If it was not vaccinated, then it's a 6-month quarantine. And that, so that dog will have to be isolated for a much longer period of time. And then 1 month before it's released from quarantine, it's revaccinated or it's given the vaccine. You know, typically, if an animal is shedding the virus, you know, we're gonna be able to see whether it was spread to another animal within that period of time. So that's why we quarantine them.
And right now, of those 91 positive results that you guys have had on the various animals, mm-hmm. Boone and Newton County seem to have more reported incidents. Is it any theories as to why that is? Is it because it's more rural or people?
You know,
just...
we typically see, you know, just over the past, you know, 10, 20 years, we seem to have more of a concentration of rabies or at least positive animals kind of in the west, the northwest and northeast part of the state, generally along the Arkansas or the Mississippi River Valley over in the east and southeast. We don't see it that much. You know, it could be population. It could be just the environment that we're in around here. And then, of course, once they start coming in, once the word spreads a little bit, especially in a rural, you know, community like Harrison or down around Jasper, you know, word spreads pretty quick, word of mouth. So it gets out there, and then people are kind of aware. So if you haven't heard about this in the past and you see a skunk, you know, in your yard, you may not think anything of it. But once you've heard that this is going on, these positive skunks are coming in, and you see one, well, you're a lot more likely to have it tested. So we're seeing, you know, once the ball kind of gets rolling, we start seeing a lot more animals submitted. So that would kind of explain why we have higher numbers. We know it's out there, but typically, you know, once we get a couple positive submitted, then we start getting even more.
Your department, when they start seeing, you know, like that we're up from last year or it's mm-hmm. been increasing more, I mean, are you concerned at all, or is it just more, I guess, maybe you're glad that people seem more aware and are submitting more animals?
Yeah, I mean, it's a surveillance thing for us. It's good for us to know, you know, to be able to follow these trends. Of course, our primary responsibility is the health, you know, of the people that are out there. You know, if someone's dog gets exposed to a rabid skunk and they don't know, and now that person is exposed to the dog, you know, I mean, it's a real concern for us. So we monitor it very, very closely to try to make sure that no humans are exposed to this virus.
Richard Murphy is the environmental manager for the Arkansas Department of Health's Northwest Regional Office. I recently spoke to him via phone. For more information on rabies in Arkansas, visit healthy.arkansas.gov.